So continuing in our discussion of the house of Pshischa related to the Parsha, Mitzvah Hashem. So I mentioned yesterday that there's a piece, a well-known piece, in some places, from the Ishbitzer. You know, a lot of the Devei Torah from the Ishbitzer was considered to be radical. Not radical to the Tzaddikim, but radical to the Hamon Am, because he openly said things which other tzaddikim would rather conceal. So he was megala many things as part of the derech, and misunderstood in many ways. So here he has a piece in Parshas Pinchas in front of us, where he writes about the whole mahaluch here between Pinchas and Zimri. Vayar Pinchas ben Elaz ben Aaron HaKohen Vayikach, and he writes, V'lo ya'alech chas v'sham al adas lo'im esh Zimri hayonoiv chas v'shalom. No, Zimri was not just some Russia off the street. Ki min hanoyif Yisrael, it's not the one. I think it's on the bima. Yeah. Ki min hanoyif lo yasa Kadosh Baruch Hu parsha b'tayra. Kadosh Baruch Hu would never make a parsha in Tayra from a noif. Ach yesh soy b'davar zeh dehine yesh yud nekudas biznos. There's 10 madrigas of znos. Hanakuda harishayna mishem mekashit atzma v'holach b'meizu l'dvar aveira. Person who willingly he involves himself in such things, he brings upon himself the Yitzhara. And there's other 10 madrigos which go down. I don't know if it's down or up, meaning that it gets weaker. And you have a person that he does everything in his power that he shouldn't fall to the inyan of, in this case, arayas. And when he comes to that place where he's completely naki from that taiva, and the yitzahara is starting up with him, and he sees that he's coming to a ma'isa, this is a very deep inyan in avodas Hashem, that when a person can purify himself lagamrei from a certain midah and he feels a certain sensation, a certain pull towards something which appears to be an avera, the tzaddik may dan it as being a mitzvah dehashta for him right now, as if since he's aligned his ratzon with the ratzon Hashem, he sees his ratzon as being a shliach of the ratzon Hashem to engage in such a ma'isa. Of course, it's a very deep secret. Mashiach comes from the secret. That was the whole inyan with Yehuda v'Tamar. The way that Chazal painted is that a malach came and was machriach him to do the avera. Yehuda was forced to do the avera. That's the words of Chazal. But in Pnimius, what that means, as the tzaddikim explain, is what you're seeing here. That Yehuda was so completely naki from the inyan of znus, mamish legamre, that he felt that it was mamish muchrach. He had to do it. He was kicking the entire way. But it had to be done. And so therefore it's a mitzvah, of course secretly a mitzvah, from which Mashiach will eventually come from. Ad kedikach v'ihi basugu mamish. Tamar, the Zohar says, was the basugu of Yehuda, although she had different takes before finding him. V'zeho inyan haya gamkan, so too here. Ki Zimri haya be'emes shamer atzmi kol atay v'saro. Zimri was a person who was a very heilig person. V'alta also b'day tashi basugoi. And he felt that right now this was his basug, because he couldn't hold himself back from this ma'isa. This, by the way, is the shirish of the whole inyan of help me, Parshas Kiseitze. Eishes Yifas Toyar. Yes, same thing. Pinchas Omer Lehepech. Pinchas said, not true. Shadayin yesh b'kochu l'salik atzmo mizeh. Pinchas said, that's not true, you could have done better. V'zeh shemaram is the Gemara says, Vav nisi nasu l'pinchas. The Gemara says there that Pireish Zimri v'hogu l'pinchas hayipater. That if Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas first, he would have been pater Zimri. Because Pinchas is a rodit. How could that be? So his taich is that there was a mokum to be dan Pinchas, that he really didn't have the right understanding of what Zimri was doing. Ki be'emes hayakan shik hadas. This was not so simple. Who was right? Somebody watching this could have said, maybe Zimri's in the right, and Pinchas is just some kanoi, like they accused him of being. There's a din that the Gemara speaks about, that it's up to the discretion of the dayan. And Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is, as he quotes here, Tosfos Baba Basra, Sheyecholes Hadayin Litim LeKrovav. That what that means, Shudi Dedayin, is that it's literally the discretion of the Dayan to choose who he feels is correct. And that's what was taking place here. Moshe was the Dayan. V'lachein Yatza Pinchas Zakai Levishai Hagar V'lamoshe Rabbeinu. And so therefore it could be said, it's not clear whether he means here to say that Pinchas was actually chosen by Moshe, and this is Moshe Shudah Dedaini, or maybe he's saying that it just appeared that Pinchas was chosen to be the victor because he was a Karev to Moshe. It seems like that's the case. That people can say that the only reason why Pinchas was chosen to be the winner here, or the right one, was because of his relationship to Moshe. After all, he was his great-nephew. V'zeo sha'amar v'shem ish Yisrael hamuke. The Mefarshim down this. Why is Zimri called the Ish Yisrael? Yisrael is a very chash of a title. Hainu Shekadosh Baruch Hu Hera LePinchas Achar Maisa Sha'asa. Because this declaration, this title which is given to Zimri, that Ish Yisrael Hamukah, was after the Maisa. So here Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Pinchas, Imi Haya HaMocham HaShalom. You should know who you're dealing with here. Sha'al Yachshav Kinoif Gamar Haya Chas HaShalom. Don't think, Pinchas, like you may have thought, that Zimri was just doing some Maisa Avera, that he wasn't about Madriga. Pinchas machma shahaya ba mizera Yosef, and since Pinchas comes from Yosef, shenizbar b'sigufim benisarnes b'nizeh, that they can't tolerate snus. Look what he went through with Leishes Potifar. Ulakach hero ve'in of ma'od ma'ase zimri. That's why he couldn't tolerate it bechlal. Valze nemar, and he says about Pinchas. Pasuk says here, kinar Yisrael v'yavehu. There's something which is called anar Yisrael, yet Hashem still loves him. V'ze mamish inyan Pinchas. This is exactly what the ma'ase Pinchas is all about. Shayadan Zimri l'nayif ba'alma. It's mamash apella that he was dan Zimri as a ma'isa nayif, not on the first madrega of niyuf, but rather on a higher madrega. Al kain dano so kanaim pogimbo. So therefore he paskin on him mazoi. V'ne'elam imenu omik yisod hadavash hayi b'zimri. And he didn't understand the true depth. He ha'isa bazuku meisheshes mebereshes, as it says in the Kitzvi Ari. At even Moshe Rabbeinu lo hechnis etzat b'zal adar b'misa. The Gemara says that he approached Moshe. Moshe says, you do it. So zokt the meishilayach. It wasn't just that Moshe was saying that since you're the one who came up with it, it's yours. He says Moshe was mamash pesafik. He did not understand whether it was appropriate kanaim pogimo here. It could be that this was taka right. The nimsa shepinchas hay b'maisa hazekinar. Pinchas here was like anar. Hainu shelo haya yodeya amkas hadavar. He didn't understand the depth. Rakal pi eni sechel anushi v'lo yoiser. That he saw what was taking place and he was machnis himself into it as a kanaim. But nevertheless, it's shaykh such a thing that when a person acts l'shem shemayim, we're just being makatra in the hezbi here because, as always, we're very short on time. That Kadosh Baruch Hu loves the mesiras nefesh, and he loves the kanaas, and he loves the fact that somebody stands up in the face of aveira, especially chil Hashem, like the Gemara's mashup. Now, of course, this needs a whole Hezber, right, which is ne'alam from us, and we don't even have time to even be machnis ourselves into, because you can ask many kashas here. Lamaisa, there was a magifa taking place, and as soon as Pinchas killed Zimri, the magifa was gone. Right? And so if Moshe was maskim, he had reshus, he had asked. You can ask many things, but at the end of the day, part of what we're going to discuss right now with the last few minutes which we have, is that one of the limudim we learn is that you don't ask kashas on a tzaddik. Don't ask kashas on a tzaddik. Take a look at this next piece from the Arizal. Before we get to that Nakuda, just look at what the Arizal says. It's quoted here in the footnote. He writes, "V'nachse le'inyan ki kol ma'aser rishonim u'magam haniska b'Torah." All the actions of the ones before us, especially in the Torah, einu levad ki pashtan. Don't think that they're simple things. Ve'einu b'derech mikra o'yizdam chas v'shalom ki al tachshav sheshlumiel, which is Zimri, she'asheni shebinesiim muvchor dor hamidbar b'bei Moshe adeinenu she'aparitz barayis kifidas pisius b'ne'achsichlim. Such a thing to think that he was just a behema. V'lobasi levar kol apsuk matzilim doshem ha'elu. It says, don't expect me, says Rechaim Vital, to explain to you in every place in Torah how it is to understand the amkas of all their actions. Ki yichichle hazmad behema lo yichlu. It says we just run out of pen. Ki ha'Torah eina, you don't have the rest of it. The Torah is not sipurei nashem u'pitputei ofos chas v'shalom v'dai b'zalamevim ki dvayim eluhim kivshoinu shel oilam, he says. Every story in Torah, it's from the depths we mamish don't have a handle on it. And it's humbling for ourselves as we get deeper and deeper into Torah, because we start to see that the way that we understood Torah as children is very different than we understand them as growing, hopefully, Talmid Chachamim and Bnei Aliyah. That it's literally the opposite of what we understood. And so many Sfarim and academics are being written about all the different tzaddikim who we see, and we have to know that Rubim Kekulam are mamash pasul. Mamash pasul, because they don't have the faintest idea what it means who we're talking about. You can't darshan Avram Avinu like you darshan somebody on the street, anybody in our generation. These are people that every single movement which they made, they didn't move without a yichud kutribichu shchinte. We have no idea. These are people bigger than Malachim. And even Zimri, you could put anybody to shame in this generation, or any generations after him. Rabbi Akiva was the tikkun of Zimri. Rabbi Akiva came back to the world to be a Mesakin Zimri. We're talking about the biggest Tana who ever lived. Of which even Moshe Rabbeinu was Makan of Rabbi Akiva, that he understood the Tag and Shabbat Ozios. Mamash no hasaga. So we have to understand that, and that's what comes out of these parishes from all the chatayim. If they were really chatayim, they wouldn't be written in the Torah. They come to teach us that we mamish have no hasaga of the oimek of who these people are. And just like we can't be done those tzaddikim, we can't be done people like this, like the Ishbitzer, that they say Torahs which make you wonder, like, what is going on over here? But we have to have the proper respect for a tzaddik like this in every generation, that if they say things which may throw us off, we have to have the humility to understand that it's not that they're off, it's just that we don't understand. Take a look at the next piece from the Igud Pirka, which is the Bnei Yitzchak. He writes, Sipuli Tamidi Harafim of Forsen Botsina Dinahara Marina Harav of Fivish Mizavriz, Eich Sha'omar, Lahem Sha'oshali Histaka Barosh al Tzaddik. Don't get up. Don't get caught up in looking for faults in a tzaddik. Because if you do so, your eyes will become blurred. It's a sakana for a person to look for faults in a tzaddik. He also said as follows. Don't think that machlekes by tzaddikim is like a regular machlekes between two balabatim. Because the days of Elio are coming, last shalom ba'olam, to make shalom in the world. V'hinei zehu avodaso. In order to give substance for Elio to make shalom in, hineshavu machlekes bein hatzadikim mitrashi Elio b'mel avodas Hashem Yisbach. Elio has a job to do, to make shalom in the world. And the ikir shalom is not between little sechsuchim, between husband and wife, or two people in a business deal. The ikir is to make shalom between tzadikim and the drachim of tzadikim. And he needs something to work with. So the whole machlekes bein tzaddikim, although it sounds crazy, is that this is a hachana for Bias Eliyahu. You never would have thought of it that way. You just would have thought, machlekes tzaddikim defetrach hamazoi. But it's literally, Hashem is working out that there should be machlekes so that Eliyahu should come and do something spectacular called shalom bein tzaddikim. And he continues, aval pizeh nirali. So the Bnei Sazchana picks up. That when Mashiach will come, before he comes, there's going to be a lot of machlekes in amongst Talmid Chachamim. He says this is a perfect pshat in this Gemara. Hashem is making hachanas for Bias Eliyahu. That's true about machlekes tzaddikim, but as other tzaddikim said, that's true about them, but about the Talmidim, we can't say that. We wish we could say that. You have to have the proper humility and respect and to realize that tzaddikim are far, far out of our understanding. And really the shayrish of all this, by the way, is in this week's parasha. What is the machlekes between Zimri and Pinchas? It's not really a machlekes Zimri and Pinchas. It's a machlekes between Zimri and Moshe. The Gemara says that Zimri took Kozbi and brought him in front of Moshe. He says, this mutter aser. Right? So Moshe was silent. And he said, if this is aser, so bas yisro mihitilecha. How could you take Bas Yisro? And he proceeded to do his mindset. This was a machlekes between Zimri and Moshe. Zimri and Moshe. And who came to be machriya between this machlekes tzaddikim? Pinchas. Right? Who's Pinchas? Zur Elio. Right? So you see here that this wasn't just stam a brawl between Moshe and Zimri. This is a machlekes tzaddikim. And the only one who could be machriya between machlekes tzaddikim is Elio Anavi. And all the other people who were involved, and these are probably the people who died, it wasn't just the pshat that they were dying because they were involved in such a chet. That's probably not the oimek pshat. The pshat is that they got caught up in the machlekes between Zimri and Moshe. And they didn't understand the machlekes between Zimri and Moshe. And since they were mahar achar the tzaddikim, that's why they were dying. And Elio comes to put an end to that because he's the one who knows how to make shalom ba'olam. Especially in this time of year, we know that the whole churban Beis HaMikdash is because of sinas chinam, right? But in its shayrishes, it certainly has a lot to do with machlekes bein tzaddikim. The Ari has a kavana, and we'll conclude with this. During the Bein HaMetzarim, that the Iker Kavana for Bein HaMetzarim is in the word Sim Shalom. In Sim Shalom, he has a whole slew of gematrias, and he says the Iker Kavana for Bein HaMetzarim is when you come to Sim Shalom Shmona Esrei, that's the Iker Inyan, right there. Sim Shalom. It's really, that's what this whole Zman is, a Zman of Peter, a Zman of Machlekes. So, Memela, since it's a Zman that we hope that there's going to be a Tikkun, and that Tikkun is telling in B'yas Meshech Tzidkenu Eliyahu HaNavi, so the Iker Inyan that it's telling through Mesaki in this whole Tkufa is the Inyan of Sim Shalom. It's the Inyan of Shalom which only Eliyahu HaNavi can bring. That's why it's the Kavana. So that's why we read this Pasha during this time of year. We read Pinchas Zu Eliyahu, because what it's showing, what it's depicting for us, is that there's so many things which you don't even realize, so many tragedies which come because we're Maharach et Tzadikim. We don't understand the Machlekes Bein HaTzadikim. So we read about this Pasha, Pinchas to be ma'ar the whole inyan of Eliyahu HaNavi that he'll come to bring shalom ba'alim. We should be zeichet to those days soon. Yes, Mashiach. Shkoyach.